In yeshivas, we assume that meita b'nidus is the same thing. That's what Rashi writes on the opening Mishnah, the meita v'aretz, b'nidus nachosov. There were those who have a different opinion, but the pashtus in the Gemara is b'nidus is the same as meita. We follow the Rashi. On base on the base, the Gemara mentions a rule. From a pasuk that doesn't appear in Chumash, a din d'oraisa has to appear in Chumash. How do you translate the words "divrei kabbalah"? Rabbi Kivegi refers you to look at a Rashi in Chulin, Kuf Lamed Zayin. Yeah, what does Rashi write there in Chulin? That Rashi in the opening comment, I think on Malachi. Rashi writes, Masa Dvar Hashem B'yad Malachi. What does it mean, Amasa? This was a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. All of the nevuahs that were given to the later Nevi'im were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is how the Gemara sounds like it says in the beginning of Brachas. Gemara says, Alei Alei Ha'hora V'et L'chos L'chos Ha'evim Atar V'ha'mitzvah Asher Kasapti L'hoi Roysam. So L'chos Ha'evim Eilu Aseres Hadibras V'ha'torah the rest of the Chamishim from Shetara. But mitzvah, the Gemara says, refers to the Torah Shebal Peh. Mitzvah refers to the Torah Shebal Peh, the Mishnah. Asher Kasavti refers to Nevi Maksuvim. Lohi Rosam refers to the Gemara. The Rambam quotes that Gemara with that interpretation in his Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah. He quotes that part. Everything, the whole Torah Shebal Peh was given to Moshe Ben Har Sinai. So the Pasuk, the way the Gemara interprets the Pasuk, every Nevuah, when the Nevi'im are given the Nevuah to predict what's going to happen in the future and to recommend how to wage war, that wasn't necessarily told to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai. But when the Nevi'im tell some new ideas in Hashkafa, so that was all told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Sometimes the Nevi'im say halachas that we don't have in Chumash. The Gemara says, Gemara, Gemiri la, Vasi Yecheskel Vasmeche Akro. The din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu that an Orel, a kohen who doesn't have a bris milah, is not allowed to be makar korbanis. That was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the second parak. It was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yecheskel wrote it down. But it's not that Yecheskel was mechadesh it. Everything that the Nevi'im were told in the area of Halacha and Hashkafa was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Hasina. So that's what Rashi translates, Divrei Kabbalah. There was a Kabbalah, there was a Masorah and everything that it says in Nevi'im or Ksuvim. So Divrei Kabbalah refers to both Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And this Rashi is quoted by the Mabit in his Sefer. The Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. He was on the Bezdin of Rabbi Yosef Karo. He had a couple of Machloikism with him, but 99% of the Psokim, they agreed. The Machloikism went down in history. Those were famous. But they were together on the Bezdin. So the Mabit wrote a Sefer on Hashkofer. That's Neshe Chochma quotes every so often, Beis Elokim, nice, easy reading sefer. So he was a Sfardi. At that time there were no Ashkenazim in Eretz, everybody, they were all Sfardim at that time. So he writes that in Nusach of the Birchas Hamazon, at the end of the first Bach, they say, Ko Amur, Pesechas Yadecha Mazbil Chol Chai Ratzoin. So he raises a question, how can the Gemara say the first Bach was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu when the Mon came down in the Midbar? Pasechas Yadecha is in Ashrei. That's in Tehillim. Tehillim is written by David HaMelech. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu put a pasuk from Tehillim into the first brach of the Birchas Hamazon. So he answers, maybe the word Ka'amur was added in the later generation. Pasechas Yadecha was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything in the Nevi'im Ksuvim was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher Kasavti L'Hoi Roisim, Asher Kasavti covers Nevi'im Ksuvim, everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then later on, when Tehillim was edited by David HaMelech and it was incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh, so I guess the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah added on the word Ka'amur. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, he just said Pesechas Yodecha, because the Pasuk existed already in the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu.
What exactly is the nature of Nevuah? This is how we understand that everything was really already given over. What exactly was Nevuah? It was just telling that this person specifically is the one who has to. Exactly.
He should deliver this message. Nevi'im should deliver this message. I guess so. So that's the translation of Diritam Dirikabola. Dirikabola, these words that the Nevi'im and Ksuvim incorporated into the Tanakh, these words were all told to Moshe Rabbeinu. You look on the Shittim Kobetzes on the Daf, they have a different pronunciation and a different translation. They translate Dibre Kivola, words of complaint, like Likbol means to complain against someone. It only refers to the Nevi'im, it doesn't refer to the Ksuvim. The role of a Novi is to give Tochocha, to give Musa. So they read it, Dibre Term Dibre Kivola Loyafino. Anyway, we know what the rule means, that if you want to develop a din d'oraisa, you have to have a pasuk in Chumash. If you don't have a pasuk in Chumash, it's probably going to be a din d'rabbanan. Yeah. Where do you learn at kinyan agav, if you mark the metaltal and agav karka? The Gemara learns it after a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. The Tosfos in Tosfos in Bava Kamma, Tosfos later in Bava Kamma, is of the opinion that kinyan agav is only the rabbanan on daf yud beis. Anomas niti yadayna. So Tosfos has a kasha. So to knock sense into the Gemara, Tosfos comes up with the chiddush that avodim hukshel karkos with respect to dinim deraisa, that everybody knew that. That's Mishnah's later on Tzadik Vav. The machlokes on daf yud beis is what avodim hukshel karkos only applies to dinim deraisa, even applies to dinim derabbanan, and that's why they're discussing shibun chosin because shibur olav deraisa. And they're discussing kinyan agav because kinyan agav is only the rabbanon. It's not a din deraisa. Why is agav not deraisa? Because the whole pasuk is only dibra yomim. Diritam dirikabon lo yafin. Rabbi Kevega points out on Yud Beis Amud Aleph and the Gilyan Hashas that the Tosfos in Kedushin writes not so. Tosfos in Kedushin assumes that kinyan agav is a din deraisa. How can it be deraisa? It's only recorded in dibra yomim. The answer is, it doesn't say a Dibra Yom that a rabbi got up one fine day and he said this din. It tells a story that one of the kings was Makdim Metalklem Magav Karka. So since it's Derech Sipur, it means that he relied on this din that existed already from generations before. Even though it doesn't appear in the Chumash, I guess the Tosfos in Kiddushin holds that it's a Kinyan deraisa, holds that it was Aloch Moshe Mesinai. There was a tradition, there is such a Kinyan. Doesn't appear anywhere in Chumash. There's no Midrash HaTorah in the Dresh HaSpam to learn it out, or at least the Gemara doesn't mention it. And the only place that it's ever mentioned is Derech Sipur in the Sefer Dirayam. So that's a question, how far do you go with this? Diritam Dirikabonah. There are many Gemaras where you do learn out Dinam Deraisa from Psukim and Avim Muksu.
And Tanios, why is that not Derech Sipur also?
Tanios?
Tanios, where the Navi lists up Tanios, we assume that it's not Deraisa. So
yeah.
Even
talking about when there's based Sarah and everything. So yeah. Why is that not the Raisa? If it's just, it's also Derech Sipur, no? He's just saying, mm-hmm. He's telling us that exists. Could be that that's also. No, the Psukim there say that the people accepted upon themselves as a minik, the first Tisha B'Av and Asar B'Tavis and some Gedalia, and then they came to ask the Novi, the Shailu, should we still continue to fast even after the second Beis HaMikdash was built because it's so incomplete. There were old-timers who knew that the second Beis HaMikdash was missing so many things. So then the Novi says, but until now it was only a minig, Mikan al Habo, I declare that you mechayev to fast sometimes when they rick Abola. Sometimes he's mechayev you. So after they asked the Novi, as mefekt ha-shayla is treif. That's a Yiddish expression. Don't ask any shayla. If he asked, the rabbi is going to pass on his treif. So they asked the shayla, until now we had a minig to fast on Tisha B'Av, etc. Are we still obligated to fast after the second Beis HaMikdash is built? So he said, sometimes you're obligated to fast, not only mitam minik. So once he said you have to fast, and it's incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh, it's in Treyos, it's in Nevuah Zechariah, then it became a Dibre Kabbalah. The Adinim Derabbanan, the Adinim Deraisa. There's something in between Dinim Derabbanan, Dinim Deraisa. Din Derabbanan, that has the approval of the Bezon Shalmaila because it's recorded in Kisvei HaKodesh. It wouldn't be recorded in Kisvei HaKodesh if it didn't have the Haskamah of the Bezon Shalmaila. So the Gemara has an expression towards the end of Maseches Tanis, Dibre Kabbalah, Kedibre Torah Damyan. We have to be Machmer Dibre Kabbalah like Dinim Deraisa. That's what some hold, that the Sofik Dibre Kabbalah, Sofik Derabbanah Lekula, and Sofik Deraisa Lechumra, and Sofik Dibre Kabbalah should be Lechumra. you should go lechumer because divrei kabbalah ki divrei torah damya. And the Gemara doesn't really say that. That's the Turi Eben has like that. That Turi Eben is mecharish agasai wrote a chibra on the Gemara. He wrote a chibra on many mesichtas, but he writes in the Hakdam he doesn't have enough money to print them. So he's going to print whatever he's able to print. So all he printed was on Turi Eben, on Megillah, and on Rosh Hashanah, and what else? On Makkos, the Gevuras Ari, and on Yuma, the Gevuras Ari, not too much. And then he was broke. He didn't charge a fortune for this one. He said, didn't have enough money to print the rest. So the rest were lost. He writes that he has many more svarim. So the Turi Eben, Rabbi Kivega, on Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchas Megillah, quotes this from the Turi Eben. If a person is mesupik, whether he missed the word of Mikra Megillah, since Mikra Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, so Divrei Kabbalah could Divrei Torah Damyan, so you have to go Lechumran. So Sovik the Rabbana Lechumran because it's Divrei Kabbalah. It really doesn't say that in the Gemara. Does that itself, whether Mikra Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, many disagree with, even though Rabbi Kivega quotes it, later Poskim disagree. They say it's only considered Divrei Kabbalah if it says in the Novi, you have to do this. You have to do X, Y, and Z. It never really says in the Megillah that you have to lay in the Megillah. It says Hayamim Wa'ela, these days, 2 days of Purim and Shusha Purim, Yudalad and Tezvav Adar, Niskarim and Asim. They're spoken of and they're observed. So spoken of, it refers to Kriyas HaMegillah. So it's mentioned, Derech Sipur, it's mentioned, Sipur Maisa, that they read the Megillah. But it doesn't say that you're required to read the Megillah. It says that they read the Megillah. So there's a Rashi in Tainus. Rashi in Tainus, not by Rashi. Okay, it's by somebody else. Whoever it is, the Sura Rashi in Tainus writes that it's only considered Divrei Kabbalah if it's Balosh and Tzivoy. Mikra Megillah is not Balosh and Tzivoy. So that's Shaila. The Minkacha has in his Chubas, in Minchas Aluza. He has Rayas. He thinks that the Turi Eben is not right. He thinks that Mikra Megillah is not called Divrei Kabbalah. And then it's even, the Gemara never says that Divrei Kabbalah, Sofik Divrei Kabbalah, the Chumra. The Gemara says that there's a din. In the days of the Bai Sheni, the Tanoim wrote a sefer that's called Megillas Tainus. Rashi writes in Masech HaShabbos, why is it called Megillas Tainus? It was the first time Torah Shabbal Peh was written down. They wrote down the names of the Yomim Tovim that they established with the Rabbanan. We know there's Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Chumash. Then in the Rabbanon, every week there was another Yontif. The only two that are left today from the Megillas Tainus are Chanukah and Purim. But in the earlier generations, they had many more. They had between 25 and 35, I think. And some of them were 1 day, some of them were 5 days, some of them were 8 days. Chanukah is 8 days. There are a lot of Yom Tovim. So those Yom Tovim, the Rabbanon, to be mechazik them, you're not allowed to fast. That's why it's called Megillas Tainus. Ilan Yomaya, it's written in Aramaic. These are the following list of the days that it's also to fast on the days because it's a Yontif and it's Yimei Simcha, so you're not allowed to fast. So it gives you the list of all the Yom Tovim the Rabban. So to be Mechazik, the prohibition of fasting on the Yom Tovim, on Megillas Tainus, and they said you're not even allowed to fast on the day before. And some of them you're not allowed to fast on the day after either. So the Gemara says, what about Shabbos? What about Yontif? Gemara says, no, Shabbos Yontif is a din deraisa that doesn't need chizuk. But the dinim derabbanan need chizuk. So then Gemara says, what about Divrei Kabbalah? Gemara, no, Divrei Kabbalah ki Divrei Torah Damya doesn't need chizuk either. People are going to observe that. You don't have to be afraid that people are going to fast on a Yontif that's mentioned in Tanakh. Purim is Divrei Kabbalah. Mikra Megillah, that's a question whether Mikra Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. Purim is Divrei Kabbalah. So Gemara never really says that Divrei Kabbalah, because Divrei Torah Damya would expect that you're Machmer, that a Sofik Luchumer, that the Turi Eben had that Chiddush. And the Rabbi Natan has that on a Tainus Deraisa, like Yom HaKippurim, the Mishnah says in the end of Yuma, the last pregnant, only a Chol She'esh B'Sakana is permitted to eat. Sofik sakana, svek sveka b'sakana. But the Chol Hashem b'sakana has to fast. And the other Yomim Tovim that are only the Rabbanon, Tisha B'av is manazeh, all the other Taneisim that are only the Rabbanon, or when the Beznos goes to Tainus, when there's Atziris Gishamim. So Chol Hashem b'sakana is permitted to eat. What about the Tonis that's Medivri Kabbalah? Do you treat that like a Din Deraisa? Only a Chol Mesukan is allowed to eat. or they treat Divi Kabbalah like a Din Rabbanon, that even a Chodesh Eim Sakana. So there's a Chuvas Rabbeinu Tam that's in, quoted by the Hagos Maimini on the bottom of the page. Chuvas Rabbeinu Tam says that if Tzom Gedalia would have been Divi Kabbalah B'zman Hazeh, we would only permit the Chodesh Eish B'sakana to eat, because Divi Kabbalah could Divi Torah Damya. But today, Tzom Gedalia is not Midir Kabbalah. It's only Midir Rabbanah. It's only a minig. It's only Midir Rabbanah. But he said, if it would have been Divrei Kabbalah, the din would be Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Damya, and that you would require dafka chalish esh b'sakan. That doesn't say in the Gemara either. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said like that. Gemara just says it when it gets to the chizuk. Fastik an erev of a yontif the Rabbanah. You're not allowed to fast on an erev yontif the Rabbanah in order to be mechazik the prohibition of fasting on the yontif the Rabbanah. So Gemara says that Divrei Torah don't need chizuk, and Divrei Kabbalah can Divrei Torah damya. So we didn't. That's what we left out. What's Divrei Kabbalah? Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah lo yafino. And what's the status of Divrei Kabbalah? Divrei Kabbalah is something in between a din d'oraisa and a din d'rabbanan. The Gemara mentions on Gimel Amud Aleph that there's a difference between a bor tes and a bor yud. These are Gemaras later in the Nuns when you get to the sugyas of bor. So the Gemara mentions there that this is relevant halacha lemaisa b'zman hazeh for the purpose of ma'ake. There is a mitzvah asisa ma'ake legagecha. So one would have thought you're obligated to put a ma'ake whenever someone can get injured. So the Gemara says no, only if someone can get killed. So if your porch is less than where I go in the summertime the last couple of years, so the porch is less than 10 tefachim above the ground, so I don't need a makke. But some people have a porch that's more than 10 tefachim above the ground, then you really need a makke. And the makke, the Ravid writes, the Rama doesn't say this exactly, the Ravid is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the last page in Chashmish, but that the makke has to be 10 tefachim tall to prevent people from falling over. So that's the Gemara says, why 10 tefachim? Because keep a noifel in manner, you're afraid someone is going to get killed. So you can only get killed if it's 10 tefachim tall. But you're going to fall on the grass. You're not going to fall on concrete. It's in the country. I don't know. That's a problem. Why does the Gemara say if it's 10 tefachim tall, it's possible to lose your life there? But that's the Gemara later on. Then the Gemara is saying about toldos same kayotzibahem. The Gemara says if the toldos have all the same properties of the others, then it has the same dinim. That's a mamatzinu. Whenever you have a pasuk and chumash, and you have a situation which is not exactly the pasuk, but it's sufficiently similar, so you say mamatzinu, that it has the same din. So the Gemara says a few times, O mamain chosh mirasan alech, it's your mamin. And it's understood that it's your responsibility to watch that it shouldn't make a hezek. So sometimes you have mamoincha and it's not shmeiros on alecha. Where is that? That's by Eved v'omo. The top Tosis points out on the Abdallah Raman Aleph, the correct girsa should really be Eved v'omo. Lo kepirish Rashi. Rashi says that it's referring to a Mishnah later that talks about Eved v'isha, Mishnah lekamon on the Pezayin Raman Aleph. Eved Vayisha Pigiyosim Roa, because we have a din, if you have an Eved Knaini, not an Eved Ivri, have an Eved Knaini, call Mashikon Eved Kona Rabo, so the Eved is broke by definition, the Eved has no assets. And if a woman is married, she's broke also. Call Mashikon Eved Kona Rabo, that's a din deraisa. Call Shemashikon Seisha Kona Baila, that's a Takona derabbanan. Apparently the rabbis had something against the women, so they made a Takona that all the money that the wife gains belongs to the husband. Okay? So if the Isha is Mazik, a married woman, it causes a Chavola, or they have a Knani, it causes a Chavola, because they have no money, they can't pay. If Nizgarsha Hu Isha or Nishtacha Eved, they become a Chuyah, but they have no assets to pay. So if later on the Eved becomes freed, and he has assets, so he has to pay, or if Nizgarsha Hu Isha, the woman is divorced, the din of Kol Mashikon Sikon Shabbala no longer applies, then she... she'll get collecting super money, then she'll have money to pay. She has to pay. So Rashi says when the Gemara says Eved V'yoma, it's referring to that Mishnah in Bava Kama Daf Pei Zayin. Rabbeinu Tam says no, then it should say Eved V'isha Why does that Eved V'yama? Eved V'yama is the Loshan HaMishnah in the end of Yadayim. It says on the side of the Daf, Yadayim Perek Dalim Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah says, if Fayon and Eved K'naini are Shivcha K'nainis, and they made a Hezek, so it should really be the same as Shorah Shehizik, you own an Eved K'naini, Kishorah B'chamoro. It belongs to you. The Gemara has a Loshan, Kishorah B'chamoro. So if my Shorah B'chamoro does damage, it's my responsibility to watch it die. So one would have thought the same is true regarding Eved V'yama. So the Gemara says no, Mishnah says no, you don't, the Adon doesn't have to pay. What if they'll get into a dispute and the Eved will be angry at his Adon, and the Eved will go lahachis to make the Adon suffer a loss because he wants to take revenge from his Odin. The Odin made him do something that he's not happy about. So he's going to burn down the next door neighbor's house. So they say, we hold the Odin responsible to pay, like the owner of a behemoth is responsible to pay if there's a hezek of Keren Shem Eregel, so he should be responsible. So the Mishnah says, you don't have to pay. So the Miri says on this Gemara that it's a takonim derabbanim, that you don't have to pay. Menator, you are mechuyev to pay. And they made a takanim derabbanim because of this consideration. Shem yakten ten rabba. So the Rashi didn't agree. He thought that it's a din deraisa. Why should he say it's only the derabbanim? If something is a bardas, how can you say it's my responsibility to watch? If I have a behemoth a la bardas, it's my responsibility to watch the behemoth that it doesn't cause any hezek. But if the ayon and Eved K'naini, kishori b'chamar, but Eved K'naini is a bardas, he's mukhiv to watch himself. You can't say Mamancha Shmiras and Alecha. Not every case of Mamancha is going to be Shmiras and Alecha. Then Tosis points out the reverse. Not every case of Shmiras and Alecha is necessarily going to be Mamancha. So Tosis says, let's say the people before me had a barbecue, they're about to leave, and they want to pour water on the coals in order to make sure that there's no hefsid, there's no hezek of an eish. And I drive up and I say, please don't pour the water, don't ruin the coals, I want to have a barbecue. They say, okay, goodbye. So it's my responsibility, even though the fire that's there was the fire that was made by the previous person. So how can you say, the Gemara says later, that on Daf Chabay, says, Machlekes Abayechem Ish Lokesh, V'Isha Mishum Chitzov, or Isha Mishum Amono. So the Gemara says, Isha Mishum Amono, they all agree. Everybody agrees, Isha Mishum Amono. The argument, is it only Mishum Amono? Or is it sometimes Mishum Chitzov as well? So if it's Chitzis Begufa Shel Eved, I took a torch and I burned down the guy's house. That's for sure is Adama Mazik. If he takes a nation, he's Mazik be a dime, the Mazik be Miskaven, an arson. So everybody agrees that's Adama Mazik. Maybe it's Kocho. Okay, but Kocho Kegufa. So he paid Nezik Shalom. The din of Tzuris is only Tzuris of the behemoth. If the behemoth is mazik, or the chicken screeches so loud that it smashes a window, the Gemara said that's called Tzuris. The Gemara says in the second parak, in the sugi of Tzuris. By Yorba Mazik, there is no difference between mazik biadaim or mazik ayide kocho. Let's say he has a gun, and he shoots a bullet and he smashes the window. Or he takes a heavy suitcase, he takes a heavy rock, he throws it at the window and he smashes. That's Adama Mazik, Ali De Kocho. If he takes a hammer and he walks over and he bangs with the hammer, that's Adama Mazik, Bi Adayim. And if he throws the hammer, he shoots a bullet, that's Adama Mazik, Ali De Kocho. So Kocho is Kegufo, so he paid Nezek Shalom over there. That's Adama Mazik. So everyone agrees that there's a case Isham Shemchitzov. If he does it, Mezid of the Miskavit. And everybody agrees that there's a case that is Isha Mishum Amono. When is that case? If Kololo Chitzav. Initially, when he made the fire, it couldn't have gone past a certain point. And then later on, for some reason or another, something changed and it was able to go further. And he's watching and he could have prevented it and he doesn't do anything. So that everybody agrees. If Kololo Chitzav, everybody agrees that it's Isha Mishum Amono. The argument is, Kiseitze Yesh, Meyatzma Mashma, the Gemara says, I'm negligent in the flame. I didn't do it the maze had been miskaven. It was an accident, and the fire burns down the whole neighborhood. So is that Isha Mishum Amono? Or is it Isha Mishum Chitzav? So Rashi writes on Daf Chabeis, it's Isha Mishum Amono, then you'll only be chayiv if you're the one who made the ish, if it was your fire. If the previous person made the fire, and when he left, he said, I should watch it, then it can only be Isha Mishum Chitzav. That's very, Tosis disagrees. A very difficult Rashi. Of course it's Isha Mishum, that's Isha Mishum Mamona. You don't need that the Eish should belong to me. And Bor, you're going to say the Bor Mamon Cheshmiras and Alecha. The Gemara says, Nachaf Tesam and Beis. Shnei Dvar Menem Bishusa Shalom Asak Kosu Kilehem Bishusa. Bor Bishusa Ram. Bor, I dug the Bor. It's in the middle of the Bishusa Ram. It's not mine. The Alochi considers me Shalem Shalem Baal HaBor. I'm called the Bailim, even though I'm Dini Mominus and Choshimish, but when you have this imanim about ownership, who owns the property? I dig a bar in the middle of Shusram. The bar doesn't belong to me. I'm the balabar in Hilchas Nezik, and I'm called the balabar. And when they say by bar, umamoncha shmiras an alecha, it's not literally mamoncha. It's shmiras an alecha. I'm the balamazik over here. So the same Tosis says benegir to isha mishum mamono. It doesn't mean literally mamono. You're called the balamazik. As far as Nezikin is concerned, you're called the balamazik. When it says mamoncha shmiras an alecha, Tosis says mamoncha lav davkin. Tosis anar davkin, the Tosis Reb Kiveg refers you to the Tosis anchor base. Also, Tosis repeats it, and that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought was the same idea by Eved V'Yoma. Not Eved V'Yisha. Eved V'Yoma, Tosis says as a reference to the Mishnah in the end of Yodayim, that is potam in Torah because Shem Yakten Tena Rabbi is a bardas. How can you say mamoncha shmiras an alecha? It's my responsibility to watch him. If he makes a hezek, he's a kavanos al hazek. So he's the mazik. You can't call me the bal hamazik. He's the mazik over here.
Isha,
they're both chayev, but they have no money to pay. So the Mishnah just says pigios amra. If you start off with a woman, you're going to lose because she has no money to pay.
Right, so
Isha v'Amma are
the same, right?
No, Eved v'Amma. Amma means a shivchak
nainus.
Right.
She has no money.
She has no money also.
Right.
She has. It's also pigios and ra.
Right. So.
But the question is, so you can't collect from her. Maybe you should collect from the Adon. The Adon owns an Eved v'Amma who made a hezek. So just like if a person owns a behema, a shore, so you say niske shore is my responsibility, Karen Shemeregel. So maybe the eved the oma that I own should be like my behema, like.
You
can't say that
by wife.
Can't say by wife.
Owner, I know that.
Does not own his wife, yeah.
But you could say the Baal is responsible.
Married people know that they don't own their wives. Yeah, there's no shaila about it. Yeah.
But you could say the husband is responsible because she. But in other words, there's no difference in the question.
No, husband doesn't own his wife, he's not responsible. The only
you don't need mamona, like we just said.
You don't need mamona if it's my responsibility to watch, but not my responsibility to watch my wife, she shouldn't make a hezek. She's a badass, let her watch herself.
They're all three are badass.
Okay, so whenever the person is a badass, like Eved V'Yoma, a married woman.
Yeah.
They're responsible to watch themselves, not to make a hezek.
No,
you can't say
halacha.
The
halacha. There's no difference. In other words, the isha and amma, they're all responsible for themselves.
To watch on themselves, right? The husband is not held responsible, and the eved and the odon is not held responsible. The eved and the amma should have to pay, but they have no assets. The married woman should pay; she has no assets. But if she, when she'll be nizgarsha, when the eved will be nishtacher, if it should happen. Then you have to pay.
Oh, the woman had a deal with her husband that he doesn't take given
the and in Zayis Venio, he says she has her own bank account. Then she has to pay. Absolutely correct. Yeah, if the woman has that deal, how can she make such a deal? We learned that Gemara. How can the wife make such a deal? The Gemara says because she can say la nichali betakanta derabbanon. Where do we learn that? Where was that? Here, the top of Ches on the base, 10 lines from the top. Om Ravuni, Yecholei Shishtam Lebaile, Enin Dizaynis Veni Yoysa. Because everything in marriage is Zetachazed, there's reciprocity. That's a whole Gemara in Ksubis, the middle of Ksubis. There is Shiburim that the husband has to the wife, and there is Shiburim that the wife has to the husband, and each one has a Zetachazed. So the Gemara has a Machloikis, and we pass from La Locha, the Ika Takana that the Rabbana was the Tavis Oishan, that the Baal is Chai Bim Zayniseha. That's a machlekes, but that's the Raisa de Rabbanan. So the Rambam paskens that habal chay b'mezonos ishta is deraisa. It says in the Chumash sheir ksus v'yayna. So the Rambam says that sheir goes on mezonos. And the Rambam Chumash writes that that's not the generally accepted opinion. Most of the Rishonim follow the opinion, which is the majority opinion of the Tanoim, that the obligation of the husband to give mezonos and ksus to his wife and to rent an apartment, they shouldn't have to sleep in the park like bums, is only with the Rabban. The Natar, the husband, doesn't have to rent an apartment, he doesn't have to earn money. He'll go around every day. There's a bar mitzvah here, there's a person, a baby, a yartz, whatever, he'll go eat. He'll always go schnorr a food somewhere else. Where's his wife going to eat? She'll also go to shul. He's not mechuyav to support the wife. That's a big problem. How can you say such a thing? The Bala. And even with the Rabbanan, there's a machlekes in Tosfos. Say, a Bala is chayv b'mezonos ishta. What does it mean? The husband is mechuyav to go get a job in order to have money to support his wife to buy food and clothing. And you say, no. If the husband has a job and he's earning money, then he's mechuyav to support his wife. But if the husband doesn't want to work for a living and he schnorrs his meals, he goes, someone has yard site, goes over there, he has some cake and schnapps. He goes over here, he has lunch, someone else is having a bris. He goes, no. So the one opinion of Tais is that even with the Rabban, the husband is not mechuyav to support his wife. He's not mechuyav, they can't say the husband is mechuyav to go get a job in order to support his wife. If he's earning money, then part of the money has to go to support the wife. So the other Bala Tais says, it's a chil Hashem to say such a thing. Don't let anybody know that there's such an opinion that by the Jews, the husband is not mechuyav to get a job. And then they say, and even if the din would be right min haTorah, even if the din is right min tam takanas chacham, they will never require that the person should get a job. Only if he's earning money, he has to give part of the money for food and clothing for the wife. But we write in the ksuba, ano eflach ve'eka ve'ezen, I will go get a job. So since he writes in the ksuba, I will go get a job on the eflach, so he was mechayiv himself, just like mi'ikar adin, it says in the Mishnah, ksuba sish only collects from ziburis. But by us, a ksuba she collects from midas, because everybody writes in the ksuba, she has the right to collect mikol shvar arag nichsa mikiyona diislit chos kol shmaya. Shvar arag nichsa mikiyona shapira. Shapira means beautiful. Idis, meitav. He obligates himself to give meitav. Same thing, let's say, balchoiv is dina bebeninis. But if the loiva writes a shtar to the mal, then he writes amishabe the idis, the Gemara in Gittin calls it a shtar choiv. If the loiva wrote a shtar and he writes on mishabed edis to you, when it comes time to collect, the balchayv, the malva has a right to collect edis. And the same thing by ksubas isha, mitam takonas chacham is enough with ziburis. But if the husband writes in the ksuba, he's mishabed himself, mikol shvaga ragnech semikinyon edisli, mishabed himself edis, so it's going to be edis. And the same thing, even if that balatesis were right, that the husband is not mukhiv to get a job, which the other Bala Taisis think is not true. And they say, Chas v'shalom, we shouldn't say, it's a chil Hashem, the government are going to make fun of us. Even if it were correct, Medina, but bottom line, we write in the Ksuba, I will get a job and I will earn money and support my wife. So the husband was mishabin himself to support his wife, to go get a job. Ano eflach. If the wife is mevater, the wife says, let him learn for smicha for a couple of years. The wife says, let him go to law school for a couple of years, let him go to medical school, so that later he'll be able to make a lot of money as a doctor, a lawyer, as a rabbi, whatever. Okay, so the wife is mevater. But if the wife is not mevater, and the day after they get married, she says, go get a job. So then he has to go get a job. That's what he wrote in the ksuba. He obligated himself to go get a job. So that's what Tosfos explains, that when it says in the Gemara, "Ma'mincha shmiras en alecha," it's not to be taken literally. Lav davke zelo meduyak. What's the din if you have a shomer? I give over the behemoth to shemachina and shemasocha something. So the Gemara has a din. Arboa nichnasu tachas abaylim. Who the arboa? Where's that Gemara? Arboa nichnasu tachas abaylim. Arboa means arboa shomer. Shemachina mashon nesachav asercher. There's such a brisa on Amud Aleph somewhere in Bava Kamma. Anybody know where is it? Arboa nichnasu tachas abaylim. Used to be a meme. No, where is it? That's right. I was looking for a Tosfos. There is no Tosfos. Okay. So it's no Tosfos. A Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, 10 lines before the bottom of the Amen. Abon nichnasu tachas abaylam. Why? The animal doesn't belong to the Shemachinim, Shemachsachar, etc. But it's called Mamon Chashmiras and Alacha. He's the Balamazik. Since the Mafkid hands over the behemoth to the Shemer, and it's understood the Mafkid is the true owner is no longer able to guard the animal from causing any damage. So it's self understood that the Shemer is, it's in the control of the Shemer. So it's self understood. The Shemer takes over this obligation to watch the animal. If the Shemer will be negligent, so he's called Bamoin Chashmiros and Alacha. He's called the Balamazik, just like a person digs a bor b'shusa rabim, ena b'shusa v'asan akasu kilein b'shusa. So the same thing by the Shemer. What about a Shemer Aveda? Shemer Aveda becomes a Shemer against his wishes. He doesn't want to pick up the thing, but the Alacha requires you shouldn't walk by, you have to pick up the Aveda, and then the Torah requires it becomes a Shemer. To what extent does he become a Shemer? No one's paying him to watch the Pikudin. So that's a machlekes and hakainis, whether the Shemer machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, whether the Shemer Aved is the Shemer Chinam or Shemer Aved is the Shemer Socher. The Gemara has Rabbi Yosef is the one who says that he's a Shemer Socher. So the Gemara has two explanations. Why does Rabbi Yosef hold Shemer Socher? So one of the explanations is more famous than the other. Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. That's the way to remember. Which one, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, which one holds that it's a Shemer Chinam, which one of them holds that it's a Shemer Socher? So Rabbi holds that it's a Shemer Chinam. And Rabbi Yosef holds now it's a Shemer Socher. So one explanation the Gemara gives is Mishum Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. That there's a din hoisik b'mitzvah, potam ben ha-mitzvah. So if I'm busy taking care of the Aveda that I picked up in the street, I'm shaking out the jacket or I'm picking it up or something, then an oni comes over, he asks me for an adobe, I'm not mochiv to give him tzedoke. Oisik b'mitzvah, potam ben ha-mitzvah. So it may turn out that by my watching the pikodin for the one who lost it by guarding the Aveda, may turn out that this will save me a pruta of giving a pruta to tzedokah. So that's enough to make me into a Shemer Socher. You see, from the Gemara, Derech Agav, that's what the Shach quotes in Choshem Mishpat, the Shach quotes from the Hagos Oshvi on that Gemara. You see, from the Gemara, how much do you have to get salaried in order to be considered a Shemer Socher? Let's say I'm watching you, you go to Eretz Yisrael for a year, to learn in Eretz Yisrael for a year, and he asked me to please watch your pikudin. I should watch something for you. So how much do you have to pay me to make me into a Shemer Socher? I'm watching it for 10 years. How much do you have to pay me? So the Gemara says, a pruta. Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. You see, if you pay me less than a pruta, one might have thought a pruta day. No, a pruta for 10 years. If he pays him less than a pruta, then he's still a Shemer Chinam. That's not considered that he's salaried. If he gets paid a pruta or above, then he's called a Shemer Socher. That's what they see from the Gemara. So that's the more popular explanation for Rav Yosef, that Mishum Pruta the Rav Yosef, that's what makes the Shemer Aveda into a Shemer Socher. The less popular explanation, what do you mean more popular, less popular? This discussion, the Machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef, appears in Bava Kamma and Perek HaKohenes, appears also in Masech HaShavuos, when the Gemara quotes the same Machlokes. So there in Shavuos, they only quote the Pruta the Rav Yosef story. Here in HaKohenes, they quote another explanation, another reason why Rav Yosef holds that it should be a Shemer Socher. Why? Because Rachmana Shabde. If I accept upon myself to become a Shemer, so there are different degrees of a Shemer. I can become a Shemer only Chayv and Pshia. I can become a Shemer Socher. I can become a Shemer Chayv and Gnei Aveda. I can become a Shemer even Chayv Yonsen. Normally you say Shemer Chinam is only Chayv and Pshia. Shemer Socher is Chai Bimim Gnei Aveda, and a Shoyl is Chai Biyonsen. But a Masen Shemer Chinam liyos ki Shoyl. A Masen Shemer Socher liyos ki Shemer Chinam. A Masen, anybody can pick whatever brand of Shmira he agrees to. Anything you accept is good enough. So if a person accepts upon himself Shmira, so there are different levels of Shmira. A, B, C, like it is Bein and Zibur. There are different levels, like a Shemer Chinam, like a Shemer Socher, like a Shoyl. But if the Torah imposes a Chiyuv upon you, I wasn't interested in picking up the Aveda at all. But the Torah requires of me, if you think it was lost by Yisrael, Aveda Sakhma, you're not Mechuyiv, but if it's Aveda Sakhma, you're Mechuyiv to pick it up. So Rachmana Shabdei, so if the Torah imposes the Chiyuv, Shmira Amin, so then Torah imposes the Chiyuv to the maximum. the maximum means like a shemasacha, not like a shoel. He's not using it. Shoel is called anua shalom. So the Yosamech has an interesting line. He thinks that line in Perek Hakaines, that the Gemara says the other explanation for Rav Yosef, because Rachman HaShabdei, he thinks that was added post-Talmudic. He said that was added by the Rabbanus Avarai. Because in the other passage in the Gemara Shavuos, the Gemara doesn't quote that. The Gemara only quotes the famous Pshat, Pruta de Rav Yosef. The Gemara doesn't quote the Svar Rachman HaShabdei. They think Rachman HaShabdei is not from the days of the Gemara, that was added after the days of the Gemara. Every so often there's such a Gemara where the Rishonim say they think this line too was added on. Where there's a Gemara later also about Gemara Baba Kama, about Psula HaMikdashim. Tosfos says it was added on and it doesn't make any sense. Every so often there's such a line. The first Sugi in Kiddushin, the Rishonim say, till the whole Daf base, till the bottom of Gimel HaManal. So the Rishonim say it was added on by the Rabbanus Avaroi. It's not from the days of the Gemara. The Gemara begins Kesef Min Olam. Apparently there's a course in the college like that. Professor Horowitz told me he gives a whole course about this. Working on Kisviyad. No one's in his class. He told me he's working on the boys look up Kisviyad and they see what's missing in the Gemara and when was it added, who added it on. It's an important limud. You gotta know what's the authentic text of the Gemara. So the shayla was, what about a Shomer Aveda? They also say Abba Nichnasu Tachas Habaylim. Shomer Aveda is either a Shomer Chinam according to Rabbi, or Shomer Socher according to Rabbi Yosef, who is Chai B'Gnevi Aveda. So he says Takalok HaShomer Chinam and Shomer Socher that Abba Nichnasu Tachas Habaylim or not. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said, that his father suggested that not. That when do you say Tosis writes in Perek HaKoinis, how did the Gemara know? How did the Brisa that Tana Rabbanan on Memhem and Aleph? How did the Gemara know that Rabban Nichnasu Tachas Abayim? And Tosfos writes in Akainis, it's a Svara like that. Since that's the top Tosfos on Nun Vav Amid Beis, since the Shomer takes it out of the Rishus of the Mafkid is no longer able to guard the animal that it shouldn't cause a Hezek. That's self understood. Svarahu. Because the Gemara says a gazlan is also nichnas tachas abayim when a gazlan steals it, but the gazlan never accepted upon himself to become a shomer. Maybe you say every shomer it's an umdine that he accepted upon himself shmira, that the animal shouldn't be hurt, shouldn't be harmed, shmira from other hezekim, shmira that the animal shouldn't cause any hefsek. But by a gazlan he never accepted anything. So why does the Gemara assume that a gazlan is also included in that din of abon nichnasu? He never accepted anything. Tosfos Svaru, the Gazan is also Nichten Tachzabat. Kim Shoetz, Mishus Abban, Mishai Chayav, Mishmi Rasai, and from now on, Ain Abayim, Michalim the Shomer, the Fishi, Nigzala Mehem, that therefore itself understood, Yeshala Gazan the Shomera, the Lin and the Zik, and Ikrabadim, call Misha Biyoda the Shomera. That's what Tosfos writes. So that's where Moshe Soloveitchik thought, as a teenager, he thought based on this Tosfos, the Shomer Aveda picked it up. No one was guarding it. He didn't take it from the Rishus HaBailim. There was an Aved and there was a shor that was roaming around in the street. No one was watching it. So then it's not self-understood. There is no svar to say that the Shomer Aveda is Nichnas Tachas HaBailim. He thought that the svar only applies when the mafkid hands it over to the Shomer to hold on to it. So it's self-understood that the mafkid, the owner, the true owner, is no longer able to guard it. So self-understood, the Shomer has to guard it. But by a Shomer Aveda, no one was watching it. So he can't say it's a Svara Pshuta, he's obligated. So he thought that Shomer Aveda wouldn't have the din of Nichnas Tachas Abayim. It's a Chiddush. It is a Chiddush. There was a little side topic that Tosfos raised over here. The Gemara was trying to ascertain whether Mavizeh HaAdam or Mavizeh HaShein and Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So they dug up a Pasuk. They quoted a pasuk in Ovadia, and then they quote the Targum Yonis ben Aziel on the pasuk. And who is the one who knows all these Targum Yonis ben Aziel? So, which professor in the college knows Tanakh? So who knows? Okay, so it's Rabbi Yosef. Why Rabbi Yosef? How come Rabbi Yosef was the expert? who knows the Targum Yonis and Benazil. So Taisa says there are those who interpret it located Pirish Bialma. There are those who interpret incorrectly because Rabbi Yosef was a Sagi Nohor. He was blind, and a blind person can't read anything. And we have a din dvarim shebichsavi atavasha liyom and alpeh. You're not allowed to recite anything from Tanakh by heart. Rabbi Yosef can never read anything inside because he was a Sagi Nohor. So therefore, he became an expert. He taught himself to become an expert on the Targumim. Instead of rattling off psukim from Tanakh by heart, he rattled off the Targumim. So Taisa said that's ridiculous, the pshat. Why? Because the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Gittin of Samach. It says, "Es las Hashem efeira Torah Secho." That's a Mishnah in the last perik in Brochas. Has that not been again the Dvarim shebichsav yatav hashaliyam and alpeh? The Mishnah has it been again to Shelo Shalom b'Shem, that you're allowed to greet people by saying Hashem imochem, Hashem imochem gibor hachayil, or something like that. So Rashi writes on that Mishnah, Eslas Lashem Heferu Teresech. What do you mean Heferu? You're allowed to violate an Avera Bishas Hatrak. Is there such a din? So there is a din. The ends justify the means. Every legal system has a principle that the ends justify the means, but it depends which ends and which means. So if my wife is having a baby, I have to drive her to the hospital quickly, and it's at 3 o'clock in the morning and there are no cars on the highway, so the police will help me go through the red lights. They'll allow me to go through. They won't penalize me because the end justified the means. But pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos to save the life of the baby, to save the life of the mother. The ends justify the means. You want to have a yeshiva, so you're going to cheat from the government. So there, the ends do not justify the means. It depends what ends and what means. So there is a rule. In rare cases, there is a rule, chatei bishvil shetiske. In very rare cases, you even say chatei bishvil shiyiska chavercha. The Gemara says in the beginning of Shabbos, v'chayamim lo'adam chatei bishvil shiyiska chavercha. We say chatei bishvil shetiske, that you may do. The ends justify the means. You're allowed to do an aver if you're going to gain something tremendous. In ruchnias, not in money. You're going to gain in gashmias, that's not a het. If you're going to gain something in ruchnias, in rare cases we allow chatei bishvil shetiske. V'chatei bishvil shiyiska chavercha, that's even more rare. That's in less cases. Where's the case in Shulchan Aruch where they have chatei bishul shiyiska chavercha? In Hilchos Shabbos they have the case. The Mechaber quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba. If someone tells the father that the Christians kidnapped his daughter and they want to convert her, they're going to take her to a monastery, they want to convert her, and they're going to take her away from the parents, and she's going to lead the life, a young girl, and they're going to force her to lead the life like a Christian. In the Middle Ages they used to do that. So the father is obligated to be Mechal Shabbos if need be to save the daughter from Shmad. And the Pashto says that that's not because it's called Pikuach Nefesh. There's Pikuach Haguf and Pikuach Nefesh. He's saying it's all, that's Baba Maisa. The Pashto says it's not because of Pikuach Nefesh, it's because Chatei Bishul Sheyizka Havercha. That's the way the Rashba says, because of chatei b'shul shiyiska chavercha. So there is such a rare din of chatei b'shul shetiske, but that's not what the Mishnah says. Eslas Lashem eferet harasecha. Rashi writes on the Mishnah in Brachas, the first daf in Perek Haroya. You have the whole. Usually you have like Arba Avos Nazik, and you have a Mishnah on daf Beis and a Mishnah on daf Tes, then another Mishnah every couple of daf, and you have another Mishnah, and the Gemara comments on it. And some prokem, you have all the Mishnais of the whole perik is on the first page. The perik haroi is like that. You have the whole perik of Mishnais is on one page, and the perik proceeds to comment line by line, unlike most of the prokem. So Rashi, and this is the very end of the Mishnah, is in the last Mishnah in the perik. And Mishnais is not one Mishnah, Mishnais is many Mishnais, but in the Gemara they put everything on one page. So Rashi writes on the Mishnah, it's permissible to do Dova Hanira Iser. That's not Chatei Bishul Shetiske. You're allowed to violate Marasayin, so to speak. You're allowed to do something that would appear to be an Iser. So the Mishnah has it been a gear to Shelo Shalom B'Shem, that you're allowed to greet someone and say, Hashem Imochem. So it's a Shaila of Motzi Shem Shemaim Livatola. The answer is, it's not really Livatola. We don't say Hashem Yimochem. By the Sfardim, they're more easygoing. They throw out Shem Hashem more often than we do. Kim Imcha, so on. But Ashkenazim we hardly ever seen. So to us, it looks like a Motzi Shem Shemayim Batol. Strictly speaking, it's not Levatol. He's greeting the other persons. Dova Hanira Isim. But the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach says this with respect to Eslas Lashem Efer Torah Secha. You're allowed to do Dova Hanira Isim. The Gemara says, when you get to Dvarm Shebiksav, that we allow you to say it Baal Peh, Sifra Daf Tarta. In the days of the Gemara, they couldn't afford to have a whole Sefer Yishaya and a whole Sefer Melochim. Last Shabbos, the Haftarah was from Sefer Melochim. So you have to have a Sefer Melochim on Klaf in order to learn the Haftarah. So they couldn't afford. Sometimes the Haftarah is from Yirmiyah, sometimes the Haftarah from Yeshua, Shoftim, from different Nevi'im. So it cost a lot of money. So Islas Lashem, Efer Teresecha, they had one Sefer Daftarta, they had a Klaf. And not all Haftarah written on that. So the fact that they had it on Klaf doesn't make it any better. It's not a Sefer Shalom. It's not a full Sefer Yirmiyah. It's not a full Sefer Melochim. It's not a full Sefer Yishaya. It's not a full Sefer Yoshua Shoftin. It's less than a Sefer Shalom. So even though it's written on parchment, well-meaning, but it's Kriya Baal Peh. So the Gemara says they permitted it because they simply, the communities couldn't afford it. It cost a fortune that you should have all the Sifrei Hanavim to be able to say all Haftaras from the Klaf. So that's called to lay the Haftaras Baal Peh. That's really called Baal Peh because it's less than a Sefer Shalom. Like when we lay from a printed Chumash, that's really Baal Peh. So you're laying Baal Peh. So Dorm Shebichsav, there's a din you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. So that's Mutter if it's a big Shas Hatchak, it's Las Lashem. If Eretaresech, we allow you to do Dover Hanira Isser. Why is it Dover Hanira Isser? Why isn't it real Isser? The Gemara learned that from the Pasuk, that Dram Shebichsav Yatavar Sheli Omen Al Peh. Isn't it real Issa? So that's a question. Why is it only Dabar Hanira Issa? So the different suggestions are given. So one of the suggestions, Chacham Avadya has a tshuva where he quotes, has a tshuva on everything. So he has one tshuva where he talks about this din. Dvarim shebichsav, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh, Dvarim shebichsav, not allowed to write Bichsav. So he quotes from the Sefer Yireim from Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, was a Talmud of Rabbi Natan. So the Sefer Yireim writes, this is, it was never intended to be Dvarim shebichsav, iyata vashoy liyomer, it's an avera. Dvarim shebaal peh, iyata vashoy liyomer, it's an avera. So the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz writes, it's never intended to be an avera. Sometimes you have a mitzvah bishlei musa, then you have a mitzvah shalav bishlei musa. Take for example, Tosis writes, chalitza is a mitzvah. If a man dies, if a married man dies, leaves no children, so it's a mitzvah, you should do chalitza. Many poskim hold it's a mitzvah even if the wife is not interested in remarrying. She's 99 years old, she's not interested in remarrying. She's holding by the end already of her career. Not interested in remarrying. So still it's a mitzvah to perform chalitza. So the mitzvah bishlei musa is to do chalitza with the rikika, with the kriyas apsukim. How much is miyakev? So we really paskin, the rikika is not miyakev, the kriyas apsukim is not miyakev. If you want to mimikam the mitzvah bishlei musa, you have to do everything. If you do just the chalitza, you didn't do the rikika, you didn't do the kriyas apsukim, you yotze the mitzvah b'diyevet, shalo bishlei musa. Let's say if you have a pair of tefillin, you're missing one of the four parshios. So that's a little too much, shalom b'shalom musa. So you're just not yotze. If you have a talis, you only have tzitzis in three corners, that's too much, shalom b'shalom musa. So we paskin, like the tani, you're not yotze anything. One tana holds that you're yotze, three quarters of the mitzvah. That the tzitzis, adala tzitzis, and I'm akim zeze. The Rishmol holds that, not the akim zeze. We paskin, adala tzitzis, some akim zeze. Machlek is in the Mishnah. So sometimes there's a concept of a mitzvah b'shalim musa as opposed to a mitzvah shalom b'shalim musa. Let's say a korban chatas, he's supposed to do four zrikas on the mizbech. If he did less than four, so we pass on like Basila, one zrika b'di'evit is good, but you don't even make the mitzvah shalom b'shalim musa. So that's what Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says, that there is a din of dvarim shebichsav, the more correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of teaching Torah shebichsav to others is to teach it mitoch haksav. But if you say it over Baal Peh, that's also good b'di'evit. You yotze the mitzvah shalom b'shalei musa. And dvarim shebaal peh, more correct is to be mekayim the mitzvah b'shalei musa of transmitting Torah shebaal peh, should be to transmit it Baal Peh. If you read from a text like we're reading printed Gemara's Bava Kama with the Rashi, but the Tosfos is printed on the side. So that's a mitzvah shelo b'shelimus. But it's not that the Chazal never meant to say iyat rashoy. It does mean that it's an avera. If it's an avera, then it's an issue of chatei b'shul shetiske. So we're not talking chatei b'shul shetiske. It's not based on the pasuk. Es las lasham eferet harasecha. The Gemara in Gittin of Samach is the sugya of dorm shebichsav iyat rashali yom ben alpe. Dorm shebalpe iyat rashali yom ben bichsav. So they quote there the pasuk. Es las lashem. So Rashi writes on the first daf in Perek HaRoya, that's not chatei b'shul shetiske, that's the din of you're permitted to do davar hanira isa. But it's not where do you learn a chatei b'shul shetiske? That's a good question. What's the mocker for that idea? How do you know you're allowed to do chatei b'shul shetiske? So the Rambam gives a mashal that a doctor sometimes amputates a limb in order to save the life of the person. The person has gangrene, and if you just leave him alone, he's going to lose his life. The doctors have to assess the situation. So just like sometimes we cut off a limb in order to save the whole organism, so too sometimes we violate one little avera in order to save the rest of Yiddishkeit. For this individual or for God, all of Klal Yisrael, that's chatei b'shul shetiske. Where is the pasuk? Okay, where is the pasuk? So that's a question. The Tosis thinks that since when you have a big shas hatchak, we allow you to say the dvarim shebichsav bal peh. That's the Gemara. So ask Hashem efer teresecha. So Rav Yosef is a sagi nohar. So ein lacha shas hatchak godol mizeh. That's the last line in Tosis. Ein lacha is ask Hashem godol mizeh. You'll never be able to say a pasuk from Tanakh. How can you say that? So Tosis said that's not the reason why he used to recite targumim. He was a baki b'targum. That was his. He enjoyed Targum, but not because he was blind. Unrelated. The Ran and Kiddushin, I think the end of the first parak, the Ran on the Rif in Kiddushin, quotes from the Shuvas Agonim. How did he? Rav Sheshes was also Saginor. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were both blind. How did they become blind? So the Goyim have, there's a Tshuva Sagoyim, the Esemili de Chasidusa of Rav. The Rav had 10 Midas Chasidus. And some of his Talmidim wanted to emulate his 10 Midas Chasidus. He wouldn't walk Dalet Amos with that tefillin. He wouldn't walk Dalet Amos, I think, Begilu Yerosh. Wouldn't walk Dalet Amos without talking Torah all the time. And he wouldn't look Chutz Leda. He would only eat in public in a Sudas Mitzvah. He wouldn't eat in public unless it would be a Sudas Mitzvah. A whole bunch of things. The Tshuva Sagoyim lists off all the esemili de chasidus of Rav. So one of them was he wouldn't look chutz l'dalet amosav. He restricted himself. He wasn't going to look at everything that's happening. So the Ran quotes from the Tshuva Sagoyim that Rav had these talmidim who wanted to emulate all of his 10 meters. So some of them were not so difficult to emulate, and this one they found very hard not to look chutz l'dalet amosav. People normally look at everything that's happening. So because they saw they're not able to live up to that Midas Chasidus, so they blinded themselves. They stared into a light that was a very bright light. And if you stare at the sun, you stare at a light too long, then you become blind. So they blinded themselves in order that they shouldn't violate the Midas Chasidus of not looking Chutz L'dalet. Very strange story. A lot of blind. Also, Lodem, the Gemara says, also Lodem, Lachbo Biatzmi, you're not allowed to do that. So they did it in order to accomplish Amidas Chasidus. Very strange story. There's a sefer by the Radzina Rebbe, the Rebbe Rab Gershon Henoch Leiner, the one who discovered the Chalozin in the late 1800s. He went specially from Poland to Italy in order to ascertain which is the Chalozin. So he published, in addition to the other Swarm that he published a little book, a very small book, less than 100 pages, I think it was less than 50 pages, hardcover book, a small book, about this Tshuva Sagoyim, about the Esa Mila de Chasidus Avraham. So I'm sure he talks about this. I just don't remember what he says. How are they allowed to blind themselves in order to fulfill, in order to observe a Midas Chasidus? Very strange. Anyway, but that's a famous Tosis, Kinyan Targum Rav Yosef. It's a side topic over here. It's not really so crucial here. We mentioned in learning, Rav Shmuel were the first generation of Amoraim. Pashtus is that they learned per Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. At least Rav learned per Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Maybe Shmuel didn't. They both went to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi to get smicha. The Gemara tells in Bav Mitzi and Daf Pehei that they were living in Eretz Yisrael and they were learning by the Tanoim there. And then they both decided to travel to Babel to establish yeshivas. Zionism is a big mitzvah. You have to live in Eretz Yisrael. Whoever can should live in Eretz Yisrael. But there's a bigger mitzvah to establish yeshivas and to teach Torah to the Jews and Chutz Lords. And at that time, during the lifetime of Rabbi Shmuel, Amaratzis was gefelach. It was terrible. The people were mechalal Shabbos. They didn't observe kashrus. They didn't observe they didn't know the ABCs of halacha. The Gemara says, after Rabbi Shmuel came to Bavel, the Gemara in the beginning of Gittin, and they were teaching Torah in two different cities, they established yeshivas, then Asino Atzmeinu Keretz Yisrael. Then you don't have to say anymore, Bifon HaNechta, Bifon HaNechta. A get that comes from Eretz Yisrael, they know the din you need Lushma, and a get that comes from Bavel, also now, after Mechiyasa, Rabbi Shmuel came to Bavel, now everybody knows the din. But before the days of Rabbi Shmuel, there was terrible Amaratzis going on. So the question begs itself, if there were students of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, if you should assume like that, at least Rabbi, I think, was a student, maybe Shmuel was not a student. So how can they have an argument? What did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi mean when he edited the Mishnahs and he wrote Mave, whether Mave is a Hod or Mave is a Hashem? What did they hear from Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi? What did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi say? He just said the word? He didn't explain what Mave means. Very strange. So the Meiri has a suggestion quoted by the Shittim Kobetzis. On this Gemara, the Miri says, he thinks that there were two old traditions. There was a very old tradition, Arba Avos Nezikin. And one tradition had it that one of the Avos Nezikin is Shor, Keren Shem Beregel, and one of them is Adam. The other tradition had it, no, you don't count Adam as one of the Avos Nezikin of the Aron Niske Mamono. So Shem Beregel Kamat identical, Lo Dinim are the same. Keren Shem Beregel is one, and Keren is another one. So there were two old traditions. Both of the traditions were that there are Babas and Zikin. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi picked the word Mave, which is a Lishna, the Mishtama, the Trein Anpin, to retain, to preserve both of the traditions. If you like it to say that Adam is one of the Babas and Zikin, so you can say the word Mave means Adam. And if you want to say that Karen should be separate and Shem Beregel should be separate, so then you can say that Mave is a Hashem. And the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is which of the old two traditions makes more sense. But there were always two traditions. That's a very fascinating idea. That's a very interesting idea there. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, that we know from the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't write the Mishnayos, he edited the Mishnayos. So the Meiri has a suggestion. There were always two suggestions. So there were always two versions. We just suggested, perhaps this explains also the Gemara, the Mishnah, and Psochim. In the last Perek of Psochim, the Mishnah has that on Leil HaSeder, when you recite the Agoda, you have to be Mascha B'Gnus and Messiah Mishvach. So what does it mean, Mascha B'Gnus and Messiah Mishvach? So it's Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So one says you start off, Avadim Ayin Alefarim Mitzrayim, V'Yayisayin Hashem Migsham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, that's the Shvach. The other version is, B'Tchilo Abdi Abad Ezar HaAbisenu, V'Achshin Karvona HaMokim Labidos. Is it Mascha B'Gnus of Abdus? Amascha b'gnus of avodah zara. Which is it? Messiah b'shvach. The shvach was Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the shvach was Kabbalas HaTorah. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to lead to Kabbalas HaTorah. When you say Mascha b'gnus and Messiah b'shvach, are you talking about the immediate story of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Talking about the ultimate purpose, the goal of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the question was the same thing. How could there be a machlekes as Rabbi Shmuel? If they learned by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, what did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi mean when he said over the Mishnayos? When he said Mascha B'Gnus, so it could be that there were always two old traditions. We say both. We say two Haggadahs. Mitchila Avodah Avodah Zarah Hariseinu and Avodah Mayin Vayetzei Hashem Mitzrayim. We say both Haggadahs. Haggadah of Rabbi and Haggadah of Shmuel. So it could be that there were two old traditions. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wrote it down in the Mishnayos not to take a stand. He thought that both traditions are acceptable. So he wrote a lishna, the mishtama, the trein anpin. He wrote a loshem, mascha b'gnus, and messiah mishvach. It can cover both opinions. And Rabbi Shmuel had a machlekes. Which of the two old traditions makes more sense? It's interesting. If we say Mabe Zeh Odom, so they quote a pasuk, Im Tavayim Bayu. If you want to daven, daven. So you say Mabe Zeh Odom. We describe Odom as a davener. That's a description of a human being. Mabe Zeh Odom, because man is supposed to be one who davens all the time. The Gemara has such a lashon. Halavai Shi Yispal Adam Kol Hayom Kulo. More correct is that man should daven all day long. Now you have to make a parnasa. So the Medrash has a lashon. Really, Hashem should have created us with two mouths. One mouth to daven all day long. Halavai Shi Yispal Adam Kol Hayom Kulo. The other mouth to take care of business, to take care of tzorchei haguf. So the human being, the role of a human being is to daven. Wow. In the beginning of the Torah, in Parshas Bereishis, the Chumash says that the vegetation wasn't growing and the bushes weren't growing because there wasn't any rain, and there wasn't any rain because of Adamain Lavoidus Adoma. And Rashi quotes from the Medrash, from the Bereishis Rabbah, Adam HaRishon wasn't yet created that he should be able to pray for the rain. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to cause the rain to come until he'll create Adam, and Adam will realize his significance of the rain. He'll daven. We don't know what it means, but that's what it says in the Gemara. Why were they over Sakarim? Why were they more Sakarim? It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a taiva. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a taiva. Human beings have a taiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, he's not missing anything. What do you mean he has a taiva? People have a taiva for women. People have a taiva for food, for money, for COVID, whatever. What do you mean? Because we're missing something, missing pleasures in life. Because Baruch Hu is not missing anything. So what does it mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu misave the tvilosim shel tzaddik. That's the Gemara in Yevamim. You don't know what it means, but that's what the Medrash has, that idea, that Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't create everything from the very outset because he wanted man. Adam ayin l'avodas Adam. Avodah l'avod means avodah shebelev. He wanted man should daven for the rain. That's the Medrash that Rashi quotes. So Mabezeho Adam, a human being is described as a davener. Because really it's our job to daven all day and all night. You're supposed to daven. There's Teloison and there's Vauson. Both the Skabel Tzloison and Vauson Luchabesa. What's the difference between Tzloison and Vauson? Pashtus is, they're exactly the same. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that it says, Shalakachti Miyadhu Amari, Shalakachti Becharbi Vakashti. How does it say? He gave, Yaakov Avinu was giving an extra share to Yosef. Shchem achar v'achecha. Yaakov becharbi uvekashti. What do you mean becharbi uvekashti? So the Targum says in that pasuk, v'tzlosi ubebausi. What do you mean v'tzlosi ubebausi? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that a cherev you can only use to fight with someone who's right near you. Kashti, a bow and arrow, you can shoot to a distance. The man doesn't have to be mamish in combat right next to you. You can shoot an arrow to a distance. So there are two types of prayers. So the Targum says, Charbi b'kashti, b'tzlosi ubi ba'usi. So apparently, Charbi are the tefillahs that we give. Targum Munkel says like that, but slosi bevusi. Apparently, charbi are the tefillahs that we offer to take care of problems in the immediate future. You need a shidduch, so you pray. Then you need a job. Then you need to be accepted in a graduate school. You have a final. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you, or someone is sick. You ask for a refuah for the person. You ask for immediate HaKadosh Baruch Hu help you take care of immediate things. Then bibausi. That's you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to solve problems in the distant future. So when the Jewish people, how does Rashi say, Om HaShomer, Osa Berke V'gam Loila, Im Tavoyim Boy, who's the Shomer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osa Boyker, I will bring Gula LaTzadikim. Rashi on that Novi writes the same, Rashi on Yishai writes the same pshat that he writes over here. Om HaShomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, Os HaBoyka, I'm going to bring Gula LaTzadikim. V'gam Loila, I'm going to bring darkness for the Rishoyim, punishment, Gehenim, that the Rishoyim are going to suffer in Gehenim. Im Tevayun Bayu, there's going to be a long Golos, there's going to be a lot of suffering for the Jewish people in the Golos, and instead of only davening for things in the immediate future, Tzeloisan, im Tevayim Bayu, offer a Ba'usan, offer like a Kashti, not Harbi, but Kashti. Offer a prayer for the distant future. We pray to our Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Shemona Esrei for Refa'enu, we pray Baruch Aleinu for Parnasa, we pray for the immediate things in the immediate future, then we pray for the coming of Mashiach, we pray for the things in the distant future to solve the whole problem of the Golas.
Yeah. To
praise Hashem
all the time. He wasn't going to do any physical work.
I mean, the original plan was
it was changed
after he sinned. The Gemara says Adam la'amo yulot apostik aniyav. Adam la'amo yulot, man was created. So the Gemara says it does mean la'mal malach, means la'mal peh, to daven and to learn. You really should do amal peh. Adam la amo yulot, a pasuk in Iyov. There are people who always mispronounce it. The Lubavitcher Rebbe used to always mispronounce them. Adam la amo yivoleid. There's certain psukim in Tanakh that the tradition was in Europe. You mispronounce the word, so that was one of the words. Adam la amo yivoleid. I don't know why it sounds better yivoleid. Yeah, v'zir masusim zir masim also. You always mispronounce zaramtu susim zaramtam. It doesn't say that. It says v'zir masusim zir masim. But the yeshivas used to mispronounce certain words. That's the tradition. There's a shayla where they say, Chai Vodom, Loima Beloshin Rabbi. Does it go on mispronunciations also? So we spoke about it, no? Spoke about it. Hillel. Hillel used to say, Maloyahin Maim Shum, Paislam is Hamikveh. So the Bartanur, El Shah Chai Vodom, Loima Beloshin Rabbi. So the Bartanur says that because Hillel learned by Shmai Vavtalia, and they were gay and they didn't speak Hebrew clearly, so he used to mispronounce the word hin. He said in, so Hillel also mispronounced it. And the Vilna Gaon thinks that that's ridiculous. You have to mispronounce words because the Rebbe mispronounced. So he said, no, because Shmai Vavtalian didn't pronounce Hebrew properly, they couldn't pronounce a hey, hin. So they mispronounced it in Maim Shuvim. So people would think Maim Shuvim are not Paisa LeMikveh. So the Shmai Vavtalian added on the word Maloi in Maim Shuvim. He said the word Maloi. Hillel could pronounce the word hin, so he didn't have to say Maloi. But since the Rebbe said Maloi hin, so that he also said Maloi hin, even though it wasn't really necessary for him, because he pronounced the word hin, so it's not going to be misunderstood. So that's machloikis, it's what he muchiyev to mispronounce words also, because the Rebbe mispronounced. That's why he used to mispronounce a lot of words, English words. He used to mispronounce a lot of English words. The students don't mispronounce them. So the Gemara says that each one of the Ovis has chumas and kulas. So the Gemara says that Adam is potter from pain koifer. The Gemara is trying to say that sure, shaharagas Adam pays koifer, and Adam shaharagas Adam doesn't pay koifer. So you see, the shor is more chomer than Adam. The Gemara says, ridiculous. What do you mean? Shor is more chomer than Adam. Adam achevel b'chaver pays chamisha dvarim, and shor only doesn't pay abu, doesn't pay chamisha dvarim. So of course Adam HaMasik is Mohammed, but at one point the Gemara suggested that's when you make a Kal V'chaim, if you have one din where A is Mohammed and B, so that A is Mohammed, you can make a Kal V'chaim. And if you have a din where B is Mohammed and A, that's a Pircha. So you don't know whether A is Mohammed and B is Mohammed and A, that's called the Pircha. So the Gemara says that Adam Shaharges Chaver doesn't pay Kaifer, shows that Shor is Mohammed and Adam. So Tais says Machum Rehizu. The reason why he doesn't pay koifer is because of Kamlev Drama, because he gets a bigger punishment. He gets the death penalty. So Tosfos answers that that's not correct. You don't apply Kamlev Drama over here, the pata from koifer. The question is, why not? So we said that the Maharam printed on the bottom of the Maharshoah has one suggestion. And the truth of the matter is, when you look in the Chidush Rabbeinu Peretz, That's the Tosfos on Bava Kamma. Most of them come from the Rabbeinu Peretz. He has a different version. He doesn't say what the Maharam said. Maharam has an interpretation in Tosfos. You don't apply Kamlei b'Dirabbeinu unless you have two different chiyuvim. You have a chiyuv misa from over there and a chiyuv mamon from over here. Let's say Zorak Chetz, Metchilas Dalet, the Sof Dalet. The Korish Yirayim Ba'alei Chos, that person is Mavad Al-Anamis B'shusa Rabban Shabbos, is Chayv Misa for Chilu Shabbos. So he shoots an arrow, and it's his Chayv Misa for shooting the arrow, Dal-Anamis B'shusa Rabban. And the arrow tears, someone has some silk clothing hanging on the line, and Shirayim has silk clothes, and he was Mazik, the silk clothing. So it's B'yidna, the Chayv Misa and the Chayv Mamun were simultaneous. Chayv Misa because of Chilu Shabbos, Chayv Mamun is because of Adamah Mazik. So they have two different chiyuvim, chal, simultaneously, so there's a din of kamlei b'dirabbeinu. But over here, what are they going to say? A person kills another person, says chayv misa because he's a retzeach, and he should be chayv mamon kaifa because he's a retzeach, and you're going to say kamlei b'dirabbeinu. No, it's one big einish. It's all one big einish. The only time you say kamlei b'dirabbeinu, you give him the more chamedik einish. You don't punish him with the less chamedik einish. That's if they come from two different psukim in the Chumash. But over here it's one big einish for killing someone. So that's not based on kamlei b'dirabbeinu. That's how the Maharam suggests. But then this pshat gets into trouble because of the Gemara in the first perik in Makkos. The Gemara says that Moitzi Shemra, how does it say in the Chumash? Moitzi Shemra Alishta, he accuses his wife of not being faithful during Erisin, and he bribes witnesses to give false testimony that the wife was Mizana. Later on, we catch him that we're mazim his witnesses. Comes out the whole story is a lie. So then it says, the Yisroel, so the Yonshoosa Mea Kesef. So the Yisroosa means you give him Malkus. That's how the Gemara explains. The Yonshoosa Mea Kesef, he pays mom. So it's one big punishment for being Moitzi Shemra Alishtoi. So the Gemara says, why don't you apply the rule of Kamlei B'Dirabbeinu? Well, how can you apply Kamlei B'Dirabbeinu? It's one big Einish. The Yisroel, so Yonshoosa Mea Kesef, one big Einish. It's a strong svara what the Maharam said, but how do you deal with the sugya in the first perik in Makkos? The Gemara seems to say that even in such a case, where the two punishments, the Malkus with the Chi of Mammon, stem from the same parsha, they're both from the parsha of Moitzi Shemra, you also say, Kom Levi Ramani, Shemisha Achas Atamachavi Atamachavim Shem Shtei Rishis. So what the Maharam says is a strong svara, but it seems to be contradicted with the Gemara in the first perek in Makkos. So I think the Maharam says something about it. He gets stuck over there. But the Pashtus in the Tosfos is not the way the Maharam said. The Pashtus is the way it says in the original source, in the Rabbeinu Peretz. That's where the Tosfos comes from. For the Rabbeinu Peretz, he says a different word. He says that Kufra Kapara, that's the Gemara Mem Gimel Amar Aleph, that there are three different types of Tashlum. And there's Mammon, there's Knas, and there's Kapara. We had a Machloikas on Tezvav Amar Aleph, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav the Rabbi Shua, they have a lot of machlokes in the Gemara, on a lot of topics. So one of the many disputes that they had was whether Palganiska, Chatzin Nezik of Shortam is that Mammon is Aknas. The Hilchos of the Gemara comes to the conclusion on Tezvav and the base. The Hilchos of Palganiska is Knosa. But it was a machlokes in the Gemara. So we're used to thinking there are two categories of Mammon. There's Mammon and there's Knas. And Mardi B'Knas Pata, Mardi B'Mammon is Chayv. So the Gemara tells us on Mem Gimel, no, there's a third category. There's Kapara, Kufra Kapara. Is there anything else that's Kapara? Is there any other Tashlum in the whole wide world that's Kapara? So Tosfos has in Ksubas on Daf Chof Tes on base, the first Omid base, and Perik Eilun Iris, Tosfos writes, yes, that Azar Shachal Truma, the Mezid, is punished with Misa B'dei Shemaim. So Azar Shachal Truma B'Shoigeg has to give Kerem V'Chaymish. So Tosfos brings Rayas that Kerem V'Chaymish is a Kapara. How do they know? So they say that the Mishnah says you can't do Mechila. You can't. The Kohen who's Truma Ayet B'Shoigeg has no right to be Mechil to me. So the Rashi Mishnayis Trumas quotes this from the Baal HaTosfos. He thinks that it's all not true. He thinks that there is no such din, that if it's kapara that you can't be moichel. Why can't you be moichel? He said the reason why I can't be moichel, a different reason. Mechila is only shach. Mechila is considered as if he paid up the debt. So whenever the Torah doesn't have a specific form of how you have to pay it up, So I can pay by cash, I can pay by check. You can ask me, please, I owe you $25. You say, give it to charity. So if I give it to charity, it's considered as if I satisfied your request. So you say, buy my child a gift for $25. Buy my child a couple of svarim, and that'll be the way you pay me the $25. So whatever you make up, or you're in the middle of davening, so you wave, put the money on the table. I put the money on the table, you satisfied, goodbye. I daven in the first minyan, and I put the money on the table, shine. So that's parua. Whenever I make the money accessible to you in a satisfactory way, if you're happy about it, give it to charity or whatever, put it in a mailbox, put the money in the mailbox. You told me to put it in the mail. Then somebody in the post office stole the money, so I already did the pirui. I did what you told me to do. So you don't say I'm held responsible. So the Rash writes that Mechila works on a chayv. Mechila does need a kinyan. Mechila does need a kinyan because Mechila is considered a form of piron. But Badwar Mamurim, when he says Mechila constitutes a form of piron, if the Torah doesn't tell you a specific way you have to pay the money. What if the Torah says, by Zar Shachal Truma B'Shegeg, V'nasan Lakayin Es HaKadosh, you have to give Dabah HaRoyli Es Kadosh. If I ate potatoes, I have to give you potatoes. If I ate cookies, I have to give you back flour, the same kind of flour. If I drink wine of Chuma, I have to give you back wine. And then when I give it, it's Dabah HaRoyli Es Kadosh, it's Tashlum and that Pachm Li Es Truma. Tashlum becomes Truma. So since the Torah says a specific form of Tashlumen, so you can't say that Mechilas Kehis Kabalt, Mechilas considered a Piron. That's a different kind of Piron. The Torah only allows this Piron has to be done Davke by giving the same type of food that you ate B'Shoigeg. So the Rash thinks the whole thing is not correct. Yeah, but that's what Taisus holds. So there's a long Taisus there in Ksubas Daf and there's a Taisus here at Mem Gimel, and it's all based on the Gemara later in Perek HaGozel Kama. But the Gemara says there's a third category of Tashlumin. There's Mam and there's Knas and there's Kapara. And what's unique about Kapara? So Taisus claims that there's no Kam Levi the Rabbinai on Kapara, and Taisus claims that there's no Mechila. That's what Taisus claims. But then they quote other things that's straight from the Gemara in the Kuf Dalet or something like that. Taisus says En Kapara Lachamisa. Let's say my Shor Amud killed an Adam and I have to pay Koifer and I die. But does it make sense that you can collect the Koifer from the Yorshim? Whenever the father owed money and he dies, so the Nizokin can collect that's what he had. Kulam nichnasu tachas habaylam. Not Abba nichnasu tachas habaylam for Nizikin. Kulam, if I sell my karka to other people, so the lukuchas are nichnasu tachas habaylam. Here it is, on chesamid aleph. You can collect from the lukuchas, or if the person dies, you can collect from the yorshim. So collecting from the yorshim after I died already, that's only possible by momen and by knas. By kapara, the rule is en kapara lamesim. Once I died, I can't get a kapara. So that's what Tosis writes on Mem Gimel, that they're quoting a Gemara later. And the Gemara says also that there's no din, if it's kapara, there's no din of shuas hapikodin. If I swear falsely that I paid the money, I don't owe you the money. And later on, I admit that I did owe you the money and I swore falsely. So you have to give Kerem Chemish, you have to bring Hashem Gzelus. That's only if you swore falsely on Mom and a Knas. If you swear falsely on Kapara, that's like swearing that I laid tefillin today. Kapara is not Ben Adam Lachaver. Kapara is Ben Adam Lamokim. That's how Tosin says. Tosin has a whole list of Nafkeminas. The Pashtus is, there's a Gemara later in the Mems. It's a question if the Gemara backs out from it, but the Gemara at one point certainly says here on Daf Mem Aleph from the base, Eid Echad is believed to be mechayev a person koifer, because kufra kapara. That's a whopper of a chiddush. Eid Echad is believed to make him pay money. Usually you say you need two eidim for mamonis and the fashas and davar shebiyervo. So the simple reading of the Gemara is Eid Echad is neman because it's like he said heta. The Gemara is not so happy about that. So the Tana says that. So the Gemara said maybe the Tana backed out because it's such a wild chiddush that Eid Echad should be believed. Maybe the Tana backed out. Not sure. Maybe he backed out. Maybe he didn't back out. So Tosfos has a whole list there in Ksubas Daf Chav. That's amazing. Put the Tosfos together with the Tosfos on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph and with the Gemara Daf Kuf Dalet. So you see, it's a whole three different types of Tashlum and Mam. So that's what the Rabbeinu Peretz says over here. you don't apply kom lebi derabmine to a chi of mammon, that's a chi of kapar. Only applies to mammon eknas, but it doesn't pater from a chi of kapar. Then there's a famous Tosfos, Dalet Amud Aleph, Kivin Dekayifu Pasha Durchehu. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, if a person goes to sleep next to glass kelim, and he knows that when he sleeps he tosses and he turns and he's in his sleep, he doesn't know what he's doing, he may smash the kelim. So if Odom Wood Lurlam Bein Mezit Bein Er Bein Yoshein, Odom Pays Nezik Sholem, Wood Lurlam Pays Nezik Sholem, even the first three times. Not like a short time, you only pay Chatzi Nezik. Adam would learn him even the first time, Ben Er, Ben Yoshin, whether he's awake or he's sleeping. So this is only by Midrash Mamurim. He went to sleep next to the glasses, and he knows that in the sleep he's going to twist and turn, and he may smash the glasses. So then you say, Adam would learn. But if a person goes to sleep, there are no glasses. And then later on, someone sees him sleeping, and someone brings his glasses, and he puts them next to him. So then the din is, Heviu Kele Metzloi, Mishibron is Potter. Why they ain't Garmolo? So that's a question, why is that so? So Tosfos says that's because Odom HaMazik Ba'in is Gomer is Potter. Even though the Mishnah says Odom HaLo'olam Be'im Shegi Be'im Eiz Be'im Yonis Be'im Birotzein, that's the Girsa that some Rishonim have, Be'im Yonis Be'im Birotzein, but Odom is Gomer not. That's what Tosfos says. Then Tosfos says in the beginning of HaMiniach, the first Amud Beis in HaMiniach, that's Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the Tosfos comes up with a big Chiddush of Maschil Shmuel Amar, not only Odom is Gomer, the Rambam writes like that. Odom HaMazik Ba'in is Gomer is Potter. So Tosfos says not only Odom is Gomer, even Oynes Ke'ein Geneva is also Potter. Oynes Ke'ein Aved is Chayv. Oynes Ke'ein Geneva is Potter. Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Bab Metzia that there is no difference between Geneva and Aved. Hashem Mechinev is Potter on both, and Hashem Hasoch is Chayv on both. But theoretically, the Gemara said there should have been a difference. You should really consider a Geneva as an Oynes. And an Aveda should be a Pshia. There shouldn't be a middle category of Geneva Aveda. I should say Geneva is not my fault. A Ganav stole it, so that's an Oynes. So the Shema should be Potter. And Aveda is my fault. Why did I allow it to get lost? I should have been awake. I should have watched. So the Tosfos says, the Gemara says that there's a split between Geneva and Aveda. Theoretically, should have been a difference. Geneva should really be considered an Oynes, and Aveda should really be considered my fault. So, but Halach Lamaisa, there's no difference. Shamachinim is pot on both, Shamasoch is chayv on both. So Tosfos says, by Yoram Amasik, there's a difference. If it's an Oynes can Geneva, he would be potter. If it's an Oynes can Aveda, then he would be chayv. That's what Tosfos says, that's the din by Yoram Amasik. That Tosfos is a famous Tosfos. They bring Rias, a fantastic pilpul. That Tosfos is not accepted halacha lemaisa. In Shulchan Aruch we paskan only Odom HaMazik Ba'in is Gomer is Potter. We don't distinguish between the Oynes Kein Geneva and the Oynes Kein Aveda.
You have to see.
What?
Each case is different.
Yeah.
Even some Geneva could be an Oynes Gomer.
Sometimes you can have a Geneva which is an Oynes Gomer. A Chinaman dug a hole all the way from China. That Geneva, that's an Oynes Gomer. So that's a discussion in Tosfos and Bava Metzia. If the Chinaman dug a hole, his mom is Oynes Gomer. So the Shem Soch has Chayim and Geneva Aveda. But you say, no, that's an Oynes Gomer. Shem Soch has Potter. That's 2 days in Tosfos. Yeah. So Tosfos on Chav Zainam and Beis quotes this Yerushalmi that they quote here, given the Kaif of Poshit and Dal and Melaf, and they bring in the Yerushalmi to demonstrate Adam Amazik, but Enes Gomer is Potter. And they think even not only Enes Gomer, Enes Ken Geneva is also Potter by Adam Amazik. And the Ramban disagrees. Ramban has Adam Wood Liodam, Bem Shagig, Bem Mezid, Bem Yonis, Bem Ross, and even Enes Gomer. The Ramban holds Enes Gomer is only a din that you put from an Aveira, you put from Oynes Malkas, you put from Oynes Misa, Adam HaMazik, Oynes Gomer, you are Chayv. I watch with the going to sleep.
Yeah.
The guy went to sleep. Ramban says it's not because it's Oynes Gomer, it's because Pshias HaNizik. If the owner of the bottles put it next to me, if the owner of the bottles put it, so he was Pshia. In his Pshia, he caused the Hezek He brought about the Hezekiah himself by putting the bottles next to me.
Somebody else did it?
Someone else. Then the Ramban says it wouldn't be the same. Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, if someone else puts someone else's bottles, a third party puts a second party's bottles, next glass bottle next to me. So the Yerushalmi says that I'm potter from paying. But the Ramban holds the only time I'm potter from paying is if the owner of the bottles puts it next to me, because Pshias HaNizik brought about the Hezek, so then you're not chayiv to begin with. But if a third party put it, then the other mamazik ben his gamma would be chayiv. That's Ramban's opinion. We don't pass him like that Ramban. We pass him like the Ramban. We don't pass him like the Tosfos, who splits between Oynes and Geneva, Oynes and Aveda. But we pass him like the Ramban. The other mamazik ben his gamma is potter. But that's a famous Tosis, keeping the Kaif of Poshit, or Chehu. Tosis has the Machlokes with the Ramban. The top Tosis on the base also, Dalan on the base. Famous Tosis. The Gemara has a Havamina, where I'll show what the word Mava means. So you have to dig up words from Tanakh. You gotta know Tanakh. Mava ze ho'odom, em tevayim bayum, Mava ze hashen, livo matzpuno. Wow, you have to dig up, so why not say Mava ze hamayim? Based on a pasuk where in Yeshaya, Kikdorach Hashem Mayim Tiveish, maybe Mava should be Mayim. So the Gemara says it's not correct. It's not true. So according to the Havamina, the Mava Zeh HaMayim, so Tosfos says, well, how did the Hezek occur? If the fellow, let's say, picks up the dam and he lets the water go and make a Hezek, so they quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, Daf Ein Zayin. Ein Zayin is middle of the sugyas of Retzeach. So the din is a retzeach using kerach rishon is chayv misa. A retzeach has chaver, kills chaver, using kerach sheni is not chayv misa. So Tosfos says that's what the havmina would have been. Mavizeh hamayim, if it's adam hamazik b'kerach rishon, that's adam hamazik. You don't need mavizeh hamayim. Why don't say mavizeh hamayim is an av nezikin av niske mamono? That's if it's alidei kerach sheni. So Tosfos says the din is kerach sheni is potter, just like by retzeach kerach sheni is not chayv misa. So if you mazik someone with kerach sheni, you're not chayv to pay. So that was the havamin that the kerach sheni would be chayv. So that's what Tosfos assumes. Halacha ma'isa lemaskana, if other mamazik had the kerach sheni is potter. The Chazon Ish disagrees. He says it's wrong, and the Rav Chaim has kemat the same thing in his sefer on the Rambam. In Hilchos Shechinim, and a different topic, not on this, but the Chazon Ish has it on this thesis, that the difference between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni only applies in the three cases where it's mentioned in the Gemara. In Chulin, Perek Kolabosa, Benegeit to Netilus Yadayim, and then Chulin, Benegeit to Shechita, you need Kerach Rishon as opposed to Kerach Sheni, and you need it Benegeit to Retzeach, in order to be Chayim Mesim Shem Retzeach. These three cases, the Gemara says, you need Korach Gavra. So Korach Rishon is called Korach Gavra, Korach Sheni is not called Korach Gavra. But if you're just talking about another Mamazik, there is no din of Korach Gavra, just Maisa Ho'odom. So Maisa Ho'odom is not the same as Korach Gavra. But Tosfos equates the two. Tosfos thinks that Korach Gavra is just the Aramaic way of saying Maisa Ho'odom. It's the same thing. And if a person does a Hesek Al Yidei Korach Sheni, it's not called Maisa Ho'odom. And the Chazon Ish thinks that it's not correct. Rav Chaim also thinks it's not correct. Sometimes it'll be a Korach Sheni. Korach HaKigufa is only Korach Rishon, and Korach Sheni is not. That's what Tosfos understood from the Gemaras. Korach Sheni is not called Korach. And the Chazon Ish says, not true. Korach Sheni is also called Korach, and Korach HaKigufa, Korach Sheni is not Korach. If the din requires Korach Gavra, that's an additional thing. It's not identical with Maisa Adam. Over and above Maisa Adam, you need Korach Gavra, so then Korach Sheni doesn't count. Okay, Blineta, tomorrow we'll have to pick up on the Korach Sheni story. Let's see, on Wednesday I'm supposed to leave early, so I better start the shiur. On Wednesday I have to leave at 10:30. So we should start the shiur approximately between 9 and 9:15. Okay, but tomorrow is Tuesday.